some fucking fancy names for all them goddamn cameras and shit. They're all fucking fancy and shit. You could zoom all the way into the fucking moon's surface and shit. And show him that the earth is flat.
Nope.
Like, them hoes is mad bad at this.
Alright guys, welcome to another episode of the AskCast.
My shit ain't on.
This is Adrian with the AskCast. We have Xavier here, co-host. And then we have Jacob filling in for Eric. While Eric is in Colorado living his life. Yeah, living life.
Man, that sounds
bad. I say that with super jealousy, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Man, that is badass.
Do you think he's doing drugs in Colorado?
No. No, I talk to him on a daily basis.
You don't think he would be
and,
out there?
And every time
that's
that
your
I.
First question?
Every yeah, time yeah, that right. I talk to him, every time Why that not? I. Every time I talk to him, he sounded like he was bored. And I was like, have you been drinking, like, since you've been there? Like, I mean, like, have you done anything? He's like, no. I've been playing pool. And I was like, well, no wonder you're bored. Like, you hadn't even drank anything. You know what I mean? Like, like, I don't know. Like, on my vacation, like, I wake up drinking. And, I mean, I limit myself, you know what I mean?
Just
but,
to
like, just to, like, just to be, you know, good.
Get social.
But, like, I mean, I enjoy myself to the fullest. You know what I mean?
Man, I need to take a trip like that. Mm-hmm. Man, I need to take it. When I need to get out of Lubbock for a little bit.
He comes back tomorrow. Yeah. It took 12 hours to drive over there. And then I talked to him today, and then he was like, no, it only takes 8 hours. Or 9 hours. I was like, so the same distance as going to Houston? And he was like, yeah. But I was like, but that's not what you told me. You told me 12 hours.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's not 12 hours. It's 9 hours. But, I mean, I didn't look it up on my phone to see if it was accurate or not. Yeah, he just said, I mean, I don't know what part of Colorado he's at, but he did tell me 12 hours. I know he told me 12 hours.
I tell you exactly how long it takes to get to exactly where he's at.
I thought he was in Denver.
No, in Colorado.
Yeah, Denver, Colorado.
Well, he went to Denver, Colorado yesterday, town.
He's in Alma.
But he's like on the outside.
He's in Alma, Colorado.
Yeah, whatever that one is.
Yeah. Okay.
Alma. Alamo.
Alamo. He's in the Alamo. He's in San Antonio and shit.
He's remembering Alamo.
Yeah.
All right. From here to him right now is 8 hours and 20 minutes.
What?
It's 549 miles.
Well, see, he lied to me then.
Where's
first
it?
Time.
But you got to think about the stops they had to take. They got kids.
All right. So stops are considered. But he told me 12 hours before he even left. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Just off the rip.
Yeah, off the rip. 12 hours. That's what he said. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so this is going to be a debate. We're going to have a debate on this shit.
Yeah.
Because I know what he said.
Okay.
And the reason why I know what he said is because being a truck driver, you're only allowed to drive 12 hours on drive time, like with a semi-truck.
Right.
And so, like, I used that as a reference when he told me it was 12 hours. Like, oh, yeah, I mean, fuck, you know, I said, fuck that. But at the same time, I was like, well, I mean, I've done it before, but, like, you know, I would drive, go to a stop, you know, do my stop, drive to another stop, drive, you know what I mean? But 12 hours, and then I'll have to go to the sleeper.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that's what I said, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, were y'all on the phone when y'all talked about
this?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have no text about it?
Are you going to tell them to call the hotline, tell him to call in right now.
No, I don't know his number. I want them to call him. Don't call me. Yeah, he has like 3 phones.
But yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's out there in Colorado right now. And I mean, I talked to him earlier today and they caught a fish, finally. This whole time they've been there, they finally caught a fish today.
Okay.
And these crazy Mexicans, the fish swallowed the hook. So they had to, you know, pull the hook out, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no chance of that fish
living.
Surviving.
Yeah.
They throw it back.
What?
And it's a trout.
Uh-huh.
There's no size limit on trout. That I know of. If y'all know, y'all correct me. But from what I know, there's no size limit on trout. There's just a bag limit. So they throw it back, and I'm pretty sure that fish is just probably like floating dead in that damn thing.
They could have just.
But I told him, I was like, bro, you could have put that shit in the freezer, brought it back to us. You know, I would have cooked that shit for y'all. Y'all could have enjoyed it. I mean, I grew up. You know, doing this shit, you know what I mean?
That's pretty good now.
Yeah, like me and him grew up doing this shit, you know, so.
I know what you're talking about, especially as soon as you said trout.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
So, like, that's good fish, bro. That shit is good fish, like, real talk. So now, though, they caught another one, and it's a spotted trout. I never had spotted trout before. We had rainbow trout, Ruidosa.
Yeah.
Never had spotted trout. But they're sticking that in the freezer, and they're going to bring it back so we can cook that shit.
They're like, so Adrian, don't get mad at us again.
Yeah, I know. Hell yeah, don't. Well, I told him too, because he was at like some like, he was trying to explain to me. It's a, like a fair. Like, you know, he was like telling me like, oh yeah, I'm at this place. I mean, there's a lot of people here. There's like tents and stuff, and they have like all kinds of stuff. I mean, I don't know what it's called. And I was like, so basically you're at like Coachella? And he was like, yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, yeah, he was over there today, and I told him, I was like, hey, bro, if you see anything that's, like, out of the ordinary, like, something that, you know, yak's milk or, you know, some bullshit, buy it. That way we can try it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, but I kind of highly doubt that he remembers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On happy birthday today.
Oh, yeah. To Eric Big Senior. Eric Senior.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Another one. That's good. No, I'm telling you. Why you don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, so.
Can you stay? Can you taste
I had.
It?
Huh?
Hell yeah.
You can taste it.
Is that what you want?
No. Is it harsh on y'all?
No, yeah. I can taste it.
What does it taste like? Theraflu?
Bro, I only had like this much in there, bro. Like, swear to God. There's only that much in there. And then it's a whole Sprite can. This much in a whole Sprite can.
I mean, I ain't saying it's bad. I'm just saying I can taste it.
Okay.
You can taste
it. I mean, if it's bad, I mean, you're not going to hurt my feelings. No, I mean, I just.
I'm still going to drink it either way, you know?
Okay, yeah.
It's gross.
All right, so.
But it's not.
Not to go off topic on our drinks, but there's a situation I wanted to talk about. So I'm not going to say any names or say how I know about it, but I'm going to just talk about it. So do y'all know about that one kid that they robbed a drug dealer here in Lubbock? And he, like, they robbed him for, like, the vape pens.
Uh-huh.
It happened like almost a year ago, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, it's been pretty close. But it happened here in Lubbock. Like, he got caught, bro. Like, he had like one other person or two other people go in, and they ended up killing that guy. And they stole, like, it was just for like $1,000 worth of vape pens, bro.
Damn. Lost his life over there.
Yeah, he lost his life.
Sad.
Well, I'm not gonna say how I know that person or whatever. Well, he got caught up, like, the, you know, every bit of evidence is going against him. Like, he got caught up, you know, regardless. He's fucked. Yeah. You know what I mean? And in my eyes, that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
But his grandparents ended up bailing him out, and they're like, you know, grandparents, they're in denial. You know, like, they're like, oh, no, he didn't really pull the trigger, or they didn't have a warrant to search his truck, or they didn't, you know, like, just saying all these other outcomes.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that, like they got text messages of him, like, you know, orchestrating the act, you know what I mean? Like, he was in charge of it. He told, you know, so-and-so what to do. He may not have been in there to rob him, but like, he was like in the truck and telling, like, yeah, texting still, these guys, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they got, you know, evidence.
Yeah,
and I mean, yeah, like, it exactly. So, like, they're
everybody,
like,
gets hit with that.
The grandparents, like, ended up, like, putting their house for a loan to bail them out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, so what I want to know is, like, all right, I mean, I get family is family. And like, if it was my son, like, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably do the same thing, or I'd probably give him the benefit of the doubt if you know, the evidence lined up. You know what I mean? But like, how far is too far with that shit? You know what I mean?
With what?
So like, you know, like every child? Not if it's my child, but like, just you know, think about it. Like every bit of evidence is against him. Like you know, there's no doubt that he did it. Grandparents are still trying to bail him out, and they're putting their own home. Like, they already got their house paid off, but they're putting it back on a loan. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing that. Like, if you're that kid that messed up, are you gonna let your grandparents do that, or are you gonna be like, no, like, don't do that? Like, you're putting yourself in debt. Like, y'all are old already. Like, don't put yourself in that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, put yourself in that position. Like, what would y'all do?
I think I would do it. No, even if I knew he did it, I think I would us to do it.
So, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know why, because it's, you know, your kid or grandkid or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so, like, you know, explain why, you know, like,
I mean,
your feelings on doing that.
Wrong or right, it's my grandkid.
It's your kids.
I'm gonna do whatever I can to still help him out. You know, get him the best lawyer I can get him. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I can't do that, I mean, bail him out just for the time being. Mm-hmm. Let him enjoy his last bit of freedom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to me, it'd be worth it.
Even if it's like the cost of, like, you're gonna lose your house, like, you can't work no more or something, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's the cost of losing everything and you're going to be kicked out in the streets.
My sister better take me in. Shit. My sister better take me in.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you see it as the dad's point of view and my dad doing that for Xavier, then I'd be like, no, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, so there you go. That's a good thing. Put yourself in both shoes. All right, so it's your, you know, you spoke on your grandkid.
As my dad doing it, I'd be like, no, don't, you know, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me do it. But what if his dad's not there and it's his grandparents? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or the dad can't do it because he's just financially unstable, or, you know, he just got some other stuff going on.
So all right, so if you were the grandparent, you know, or like, regardless, you know, yeah, you're guilty or whatever, I'm doing it. But if you're the one that's in the jail cell, if you're the one that committed the crime, you're like, no, don't do it.
What if they did it on the free will? And he's the one telling them, no, don't do it. Just let me just be here. Because that's something I would do. Yeah. I'd be like, no, don't worry about me. That's it. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Tell everybody I love them. And that I'm, you know, because eventually they're not going to come visit no more. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's the way it is. You know, life goes on.
Put that shit in the books.
Yeah.
What about
just
you?
Don't forget about me.
Yeah, nah. Hell no. Nah. I couldn't put her fucking homeless. Hell no. Nah. You know?
All right, so that's if you're in the jail cell, right?
Yeah, if I'm in the cell, I know it's over with. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Just shit. I did that. Let's go. You know? But, who's the other parent? The other role?
If you're
the grandparent and my grandchild, oh, hell yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
As you should.
Quick, fast, and hurry, you know?
Be real.
I'm coming.
See, y'all see what I'm trying to get at?
Tell me later, but I'm coming.
What would you say that? Like me?
Oh, hold on. What would you do as a dad?
Oh, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I mean, tell your dad, like, no, let me do it? Or, you know what?
Like me as a dad, and it was...
If I knew I didn't have the money and the grandparents did that, then I'd be helping the grandparents. Like, all right, you know, you going to do that? I work to pay your house off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then that's let's go.
Yeah.
So, as a dad, what would you do?
Yeah, if I didn't have the funds, but if I have the funds, I'm like, no, I'm doing it. But... if not, either way, I'm in the mix. Yeah. Either way, off the rip.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. See, I don't know. Like, the way I was brought up, bro. Like, I mean, like, I'm going to have my kids back, like, no matter what. Like, 100%. But at the same time, like, if they took somebody's life, bro, Like, I don't know, I might get some hate for this, but like, if they took somebody's life and it wasn't like legit, then I would tell them like, hey man, you know, you did the crime, you gotta do the time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get him out. I don't think I would. But if it was like, you know, like if the evidence wasn't like against him and like there was a chance that, you know, like it was self defense, or if it was, you know, like just something like that, bro.
Like he didn't know
yeah, that was gonna kill him. Yeah, like yeah. If it was something like that, of course. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be there 100%, 110%. Like like if anybody hurts my babies, bro, like my life is done. I'm going at 100% to whatever, you know what I mean? But I've raised my kids, like if they, you know, self-inflicted, like, you know, something on somebody else, like, you know, I can't look past it. Like that's somebody else's kid. That's somebody else's father. Like I look both ways. Like I'm not the type of person that just sees it my way, you know, like I always like, you know, look at both sides. But that's just something that, you know, I was brought up at, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, yeah, I would, you know, have my kids back and I would support my kid. But at the same time, like, if like he really did it and did something wrong and, you know, took somebody's life, even if that person was a drug dealer, like, I mean, like, he shouldn't have, you can't take somebody's life unless he was trying to take my son's life, you know, yeah, what I mean? Like if you were defending yourself, you know, like, yeah, I don't believe in taking anybody's life unless it's called for, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so, like, I don't know, I might get like a lot of backlash on that, bro, but like, I mean, that's the way I think about it, like, because I need, like, at the same time, like, as a parent or even a grandparent, like, life is about lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, you know, when your kids, you know, make bad choices, you got to teach them lessons. And even as an adult, you know, if my kid made a bad choice, he has to learn that lesson. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's going to hurt me. I honestly, I feel like it would hurt me
more. How old was him? Well, how old was he?
Shit, he was like in his 20s, I think, bro.
See, so now I feel like by then, by your 20s, you should, you know what I'm saying? You should know.
Yeah. So like, I want to say from 18 to 20, he was around.
Okay,
there.
You're still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Still trying to figure things out, but now you like you're still at a stage though. Now that changes a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like if it was like, you know, like kid, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, 14, 15. You know, like that shit that we talked about last time, you know, on the podcast when we talked about that kid taking the other person's life. Like, I mean, yeah, we talked about self-defense, but, like, at the same time, like, you know, we were in high school at that time. We never took a knife to school. We never had to do anything like that, bro. Like, we were there being kids. At the same time, we would always handle our business if somebody fucked with us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we never needed a weapon or anything like that. Even if we would get our ass whooped, like we just, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? So like, that's the way I see it. You know, like with this situation, like I feel like life is full of lessons, and the lessons never stop, especially when it comes to your kids.
That's the biggest one you gotta break. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the messed up part, I was going to say. The messed up part is all the lessons that we were taught, but also we were also taught a lot of wrong shit, you know? Like a lot. Mm-hmm. Heavy on that, you know? And so we got to be that one to break that chain.
Well, I can honestly say,
unlearn the wrong.
I don't think, I was going to say it has to do with parenting.
Yeah.
But sometimes,
I mean, but it has to do with the environment too.
But it, too, yeah. I don't think it's a lot to do with the parenting, because I mean, my parents were ready to try to raise me right, you know. Mm-hmm. I just went on my own path.
Yeah, you made your own decisions.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Because you got older, right? Mm-hmm.
But I already knew what the consequences were, and you know, so
yeah. At what time? At what age?
Exactly. You just, you know, answered it yourself. You just, you know, you made your own decisions, and you know, you made your own wrongs and your own goods. You know what I mean? Like you knew what you were doing, you know what I mean? And so, like, I'm pretty sure that your parents, like, like, I already know. Like, if something happened, like, your parents were like, hey, give me the, you know, I'm stashing that shit. You know what I mean? Like, they would do that for you. I know they would. Yeah. And I would probably do the same thing, like, if it was in the moment, like, at that time. But if it was, like, something that was already caught, like, it was already done, and, like, I knew the details of... Quack! If I already knew the details of what happened, then, like, I mean, it would be different, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I see from, like different people's perspective, you know what I mean? Like, that's just how I am. Like,
you have to.
Age-wise and all that, I'll still stick with, you know, I'm there.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's going to cost me, I mean, I go down for helping them. I mean, it's my kid.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
No matter what, wrong or right, just like, you know, my cousins, you know, I back them up, wrong or right. But
hell yeah.
Fuck. It's
there, you know. Yeah. I still love them. It's, I got to do it unconditionally.
And yeah, I'm the same way, bro. Like, I feel the same way. Like, there's been plenty of times where, like, you know, I found out that some kid, like, was messing with Elijah or Ezra, and my first instinct is like, man, I want to go punch a little kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, you know, if that kid keeps doing that to you, you punch him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You do it. And if something happens where the dad gets involved, then I'll go punch that nigga, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I feel, you know what I mean? Like, I've already had that situation happen already, bro. Like, it's, like, legitimate happened with me and my boys. Like, my kids, I love my kids. My kids are good kids, bro. Like, they're really, like, Elijah and Ezra are really good kids, straight A's. Like, they, Ezra, he kind of struggled at the beginning, but, like, he brought up to, like, AB honor roll, man, and he's doing good. Even with his, like, dyslexia and shit, like, he has ADHD, like, he, you know, he's good.
Yeah.
But, like, he's done some dumb shit to where, like, I've had to be like, fuck, man, I'm about to end up beating a parent's ass. You know what I mean? Like, because he's done some, like, I understand, you know what I mean? Like, he did wrong, and he should not have done that. And if I was that, you know, person's kid, parent, I mean, I would probably, you know, feel some type of way, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when it comes down to my kid and your kid, I'm having mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And you, what would you do?
I'm not in the same situation. I just did just the bullshit. But my mom got me out on my shit. I'll call Lone Star Bell Bonds and Charles Chambers. Them niggas gonna beat you right every time. Yeah, those are my people.
What about if it was your kids?
Oh yeah, my kids, shit.
We need a sponsor.
I'm gonna rob a bank to get them out.
He promoted
them. I ain't got it, shit. We gonna get it.
But like that.
My mom.
Like that.
I ain't gonna, I'm gonna drink to that. My mom ain't gotta deal with all that shit. She has to deal with it with me. I'm gonna make sure she ain't gotta deal with it with my kids.
See, and that, and at the end of the day, that's what the logic is. You know, you want your kids to do better than what you've done. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's what I tell my boys. You know, like, there's a lot of times, when, like, I've said it before, like, my boys would tell me, like, man, Dad, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. You know, like, they say that. And, yeah, I feel happy about it, but at the same time, I'm like, nah.
No.
I was like, nah, I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be better than me, all right?
Be
better than me, all right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I think that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's something that we have to strive for as being parents. We got to be, you know, we got to have our kids not do what we did, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we did some dumb shit.
And then you look back at it, I mean, you think of yourself telling your dad the same thing, and he's probably thinking the same thing, and think about everything they've done, so they want to, you know, try to raise you a little bit different.
Yeah. It all goes around, bro. It all goes around.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how old's your oldest?
All right, so my oldest is 10 now.
10, okay. Yeah.
And then my middle child is 9.
Okay, right. Back door.
Back door.
Yeah. And yours is?
Which one?
Oh, your oldest is?
My oldest is 14.
14, yeah.
Okay. So.
Damn. So old.
No. My oldest is 15.
That's a car. Your oldest is 15?
Yeah.
Damn. That's what's up.
Yeah. My second. Jeez. My second's 10.
Yeah. You only, how many do you have?
Two.
Just two?
You know what's crazy is like, so like me and him are a month apart, right? A month apart. So I'm in October, he's November. Uh-huh. Well, my oldest son is...
I was right after you.
Yeah, right after me. Right, so after my me. Oldest son is in May, and then his daughter is when?
May?
Yeah, right after mine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's badass.
That's crazy,
May
right?
May 29th?
Yeah. May 21st.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Hell yeah.
I think mine's May 29th, too. Xavier
is?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Wow.
So, the same birthday.
Yeah. Junior. So special day, yeah.
Man, I say that with confidence, because I think that's what I was told today. Right.
What the hell? Come on, man.
You got to understand, I got too many kids.
Yeah.
I got five
boy's
kids.
My boy's Cannon, yeah.
You know what I mean? I forget sometimes, you know.
Right. She has a soccer team, bro. Right? Soccer team.
Yeah, you know.
All right, man, I had a boy, and finally had a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I got four girls and one boy.
So you done.
So now you can call it, right? You got your starting five.
Jalen, Nyla, Kylie, Braylon, Xavier. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You did it. You got the Infinity Stones.
Thanos.
He been fucking.
Man. Appreciate it.
So no more.
More. I'm done. Man, but I don't want to get snipped because I feel like they text away.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either.
I'll strap up, but
bro, I remember when Eric got his snip. And
what's
so
this
Eric, yeah. So he got his shit snipped. And I remember he shows up with that's when him and Veronica were still together.
He might need to edit that out because I don't know if he wants that to be said on there.
Ah, he knows. Like, I'll ask him. Anyways,
yeah.
So he shows up, bro, and Veronica comes into the house to talk to Jasmine, and I was like, "Where's Eric at?" He's in the car. I was like, "Well, tell him to get out." He's like, "He can't." And I was like, "Okay." So I go out there, and I'm like, "What's up, bro?" And he's just like in pain, bro. He's in pain. He's like, "Oh man, I got my shit snipped," and. This and that, and
damn.
And I was like, nigga.
It makes you feel it.
Yeah.
F that, bro. I said, right. F that. Nope, never going to happen. I ain't going to do it. I don't care. Ain't going to happen. And so, yeah, just seeing him, like, he couldn't even walk, bro. Like, it was hard for him to walk. And that's because when he came by, it was like days after the surgery.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, nah, hell no, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, that's tough right there. That's a hell of a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, right? That's strong commitment.
No, because what happens if I made it big and I had a supermodel and she was like, I want a kid, I'm going to get it with your kid.
Pop one another little six-man.
I was about to say, go stick it in the incubator or whatever.
No, because then I want to actually...
I mean, you can do it and then just pull out and just turkey baster.
Turkey baster?
What? What the fuck is that? Wait, what is that?
He's like the Cedar Chucky's type shit.
Turkey baster.
Come on. That shit's wild.
That's the first time I heard of that.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Turkey baster.
That shit is crazy.
Well.
Yeah, I ain't never doing that.
I ain't
never
done
that.
I'm not gonna get a snip. I don't know, man. If I became something with my music, I probably would.
Maybe.
Yeah, I probably would. That way, ain't nobody can say, "Nah, I had a kid by him." Like, hell no, not mine. Yeah.
Then you remind me of what is it? The Cedar Checky or the Brad Checky?
Uh huh.
Redman sends it.
Yeah, so you say, like, nah, there's no way.
That's a Cedar Chucky. Yeah, Cedar Chucky, yeah.
And then that's when the dog killed him.
the dog?
The dog.
Oh,
what's her name?
Yeah, under the table.
What is her name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Ain't that like her real name, though, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's six. She was.
Yeah.
She
used to. Ellen got older. Looks all out of there. You fucking motherfucker. You got us drinking Theraflu and shit.
You're drinking a Four Loko. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's
your Theraflu.
Watermelon Theraflu. You're drinking Limeade.
Cherry limeade.
It's actually fucking perfect. Theraflu. That's exactly what it tastes
like. So have y'all tried that Sprite tea shit yet?
I saw it, but I ain't tried it.
I don't know if I have. I see. I know exactly what you're talking about too, but I don't know.
Yeah, I always see it walking outside the store. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. All right, so Jacob. I know you never had tried smelling salts.
Oh shit!
So I want you to try this on the podcast today. All right.
Let's do it.
Is it new? No, it's the same one, but it does still hit. I tried it.
Oh shit! Am I gonna throw up?
I don't know. Maybe you're drinking. I don't know.
For real?
Just point that way.
You.
I'm gonna chase you. Yeah, I'm gonna chase you.
You pop it over and just like that. Tell you hit, and then you'll know.
I'm good, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Let me read this first.
Don't be scared, though. Keep out of reach of children.
It has cocaine in it. Look, cocaine is hell of a drug. Look.
Wake the faith up. Oh, damn. That shit's better wake the Jesus up for me, huh? I ain't playing no games. This motherfucker is going to wake up Lazarus. You know what I'm talking about? Boy. What are you trying to give me? I'm on to you.
Yeah, it's smell salts, bro. Nah.
Try it out, bro.
Everything that said do not add it, he added in here and just waiting on me.
There's something that says not to add?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I feel like I just like mentally signed
I think
away.
I only added whatever it said. It
what do
said,
I do?
It says open just it, and open it and smell it.
Take a big hit.
Oh, I smell that shit from here. Oh, fuck.
Hello.
Hello.
Here you go. It's your turn.
He said hello.
Hello. Yeah. It's not even bad, bro. No. It's not. No. It's like experiment. See, you didn't even do it right. Fucking get in there. Like.
Yeah, it's like.
Tony Montana, this shit. There you go. Yeah.
I said, like, it kind of like. You gotta take, like, a couple of hits before it actually hits you, you know?
He shook the fuck out of that.
Yeah, that's why I try to really get it.
Yeah. That shit. Shut my whole right face down. Wow.
God damn.
That was amazing.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What was this?
So, how was your first time?
That was
Did we pop the cherry?
Yeah, I popped the cherry.
Pause. Yeah. Pause, man. Hello, man.
Pineapples.
What is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what, yeah.
Yeah.
But. What?
Huh?
What was the quick? Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time. I've been seeing y'all doing them on the podcast, but I was like, man, I want to check them out.
If it was back in the day, like, I'm telling you, that one's a little old, and yeah, it still hits, but before that shit hit, like, 10 times harder, bro. Like, that shit
You go.
Yeah, that you shit, go.
I already did it.
You ain't did enough.
You got, I did it. You ain't
I'm
did
the
enough.
Guest, though. You gotta, like... You gotta let them drag, you know?
Motor there and drag.
We're not doing it.
You turn.
No.
Your turn.
We're not doing it. All right. That was part of the terms and conditions that you signed.
Mentally. That's what he said earlier, mentally.
You've agreed to that when I asked you.
You're crying.
Yeah, because that's how bad I hit it, man. That motherfucker shot straight through.
Oh, man.
I can smell. No, I can. Boy, I might need to hit this side.
Mm.
This side's good.
You want
to
try it?
Yeah, yeah, he knows. Hey,
look, I tried it like a month ago.
Well, that was a month ago. You fucked up by saying that. You should have said by like yesterday.
About a week ago. Yeah, a week ago.
You fucked up.
I got a report next week.
Look.
I got a report. That doesn't fucking
come on.
I ain't
supposed to be on camera,
dude.
I ain't supposed to be here, man.
I'll throw it to you.
Man, like, you're like the first person that, this that, camera that, just that popped up on the last episode. You know that?
Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't see your face, bro.
Yeah,
you're
good, man.
The facial expression.
Yeah, you honestly start off the episode on the cool.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't even think my probation officer know y'all. I know y'all got a podcast or nothing like that.
Now, come on, man. It's fucking care. Lubbock. What, 300,000 people in Lubbock or something? Come on.
How many
people
love it?
Like 300,000. Like,
Google it.
You
can Google
it. I got you. Yeah, look. Watch.
Why is it so bumpy in this motherfucker?
It's a crack. It's a. I got rocked up. Shit.
That shit does. And it glistens.
That hoe's got that BC in it.
That's a big word.
He didn't even hit it.
You let it.
I'm crying right now, dude.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Crying, stupid.
Let me see a tear. Let me see a tear. He's lying. Let me see a tear.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is going off of 2023. It doesn't say 2025.
There it is. Yeah, I hate y'all.
You take a good hit.
Yeah.
Are you wearing bowling shoes?
Nah.
Your bowl? What? Hey, them hoes do look like bowling shoes. Come on, man. I'm gonna get your. This nigga, look at
me. I'm sorry. I'm far away, bro. You know what I mean? I didn't see the knights. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I just saw the red and black. That's all I saw.
I'm gonna go ahead and bounce out because he finna air the shit out of me. What the
hell? Oh, shit.
I had no part of that.
Now, he was getting on Eric whenever he brought him his cankles and shit.
Huh?
Eric, when he brought up your cankles.
Nigga. Don't start that shit, bro. Don't start that shit.
All right. As of 2023, the population of Lubbock is 266,878 people.
Hey, it was pretty close.
Put 2025. This nigga said 2023.
That's like 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Okay.
Bro.
272,788.
Ain't that
much. For this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
okay,
40,
so damn near 300, you know?
Yeah, no.
That's big.
No.
I mean, that's 66. A lot. It's just like, don't feel like it.
That,
huh?
Like that,
yeah.
How much people you see and shit?
No, yeah.
That's only 6,000 more.
But like
within those 2 years,
we
got 6,000 more.
Close to 100,000 people a day.
Yeah.
That's if you drive around.
Yeah.
But you got to think, I wonder how much of the little cities count as far as this into Lubbock, you know, like what if,
Wolford.
Yeah, they count Wolford.
Yeah.
Wolford,
Woodrow. Yeah, shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, can you imagine how it was back in the day, bro?
Oh, yeah, New Deal.
Have y'all seen the picture of what Lubbock looked like way, way back in the day?
Man, I keep trying to look for it and I can never find it.
I seen it on Google, bro. Like, it's like nothing, dude. It's like just a patch of dirt. It reminds me, I mean, not talking shit about any towns, but it reminds me of like Abernathy
by my city.
Or you know, New Deal. Like that's what it's just a patch of just nothing.
Yeah.
You know? And so like I don't know how accurate this is, but I heard that back in the day, Texas Tech had a choice. It was either, you know, having Texas Tech in Lubbock or in Post. So could you imagine if they chose Post instead of Lubbock?
Damn.
We would be like Post.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
We would be Post.
What
and
the fuck?
Post would be like Lubbock.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I feel like Lubbock would have been a still bigger, eventually been a bigger town than Post.
Well, see, the only reason why we're big, though, is because of Texas Tech.
True. Hey, yeah. True, but we got so much land out, flat land.
No, this was called Lubbock before.
So does Post.
No, yeah. We were always Lubbock. Yeah. We were always Lubbock. But they had a choice either.
Texas Tech, but he's trying to say we would have been Post.
No. I'm not saying that we would be called Post. I'm talking about size-wise. You know what I mean? Like Post would have been like Lubbock. Like if Texas Tech was in Post. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it would have been like everything that we have here would have been like Post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would have been Post instead of Lubbock. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it would have been a Marshall Sharp and Post instead of
I think we would have grew big, and the reason why is because in the maps, Lubbock is pretty big to a certain size, and it reaches out to Plainview. Plainview is the next biggest town, but it's not that big. But still, going down the other way is Lamesa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think we're still smack in the middle.
Yeah,
that we still would have been a big city.
See, I don't know, man. Like, so, like, what I
and,
think.
Wait. I'm sorry to cut you. And we got LCU.
Yeah.
Lubbock Christian University.
It's still. Let's say they would have still came in Lubbock.
I mean, because we have like Reed Center and shit like that. But that.
Yeah, but that's JUCO. Yeah.
But see,
Carlisle.
But see, I think like what I think, bro, is like it's all about money, bro. You know what I mean? It's all about money. Like, so, you know, Texas Tech is what brings money into Lubbock.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, yeah. I kind of feel like Lubbock kind of, like, dips her fingers into, like, everybody else now, though. Like, you know, like, taxes on, like, houses and shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't know how many times my taxes on my house went up, and I ain't, you know, I mean, yeah, I done some stuff to it, but not nothing to raise my damn taxes up that high. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, I feel like they dipped their fingers into everything, and, I mean, that's just why, like, they're getting bigger and bigger. You know, and so I don't know. I feel like money has to do with a lot of it, like regardless if Texas Tech was in Post and, you know, you're saying that, you know, Lubbock will still get kind of a little bigger. Yeah, like maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think that we would be bigger like for like farming and shit. You know what I mean? Like we still are kind of like farming, you know, cotton and shit like that. But I think we'll be like Post, like oil field type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think. But right now,
I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, I think you're right, though, bro, because if Tech's over there, bro, like, Lubbock's nothing without Tech, you know? Nothing. That would be crazy.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't think we're anything. Like, what nothing. Else do we have that attracts people?
Because post Tech over fans, there. And you go as far all the way out to Abilene that are Tech fans, and even further.
Mm-hmm.
And
I get what you're saying. I feel like what else do we have here besides Tech?
Well, so you know how we're talking about Lubbock is dipping their hands into everything. Okay, so before, let's be honest, before Patrick Mahomes, Lubbock is dipping their hands in it. Right, and they were paying for everything, and even, you know, I don't know about Tech. Maybe if they're, you know, doing stuff to Tech, or if that's a private investor that's doing that for them, but, you know, to grow. But, you know, for them to raise, you know, the prices on everything, and then Patrick Mahomes is taking pretty much care of Tech now, you know, so, and they're getting more money in from Lubbock, you know, will we see things get done faster? Because, I mean, I still feel like 19th Street.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. It's
been, what, like 2 years?
I'm like, hey, bro, take a look at 19th Street. You know what I mean?
Because that's, like, if you're talking about Patrick Mahomes and the university and all that shit, that stays within the university.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is,
it happened in front of Tech. Like, that's where it originally started, was the business, the street.
Well, see,
it just started moving down to downtown area.
See, what I mean is...
The reason why
I brought up Tech is because if Lubbock does have something to do with, you know what I'm saying? If they don't, then it will exclude Tech because, you know, they're private investors. But if they do have something to do with Tech and they raise the money, more, and then now they ain't they really don't have to worry about tech now because Patrick Mahomes is playing for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So are we gonna still see things get done faster? Because I mean, 19th Street's been taking 2 years.
It's never gonna go faster because there's money in it. Uh-huh. There's always money in it. They're gonna try to get more of it, funding and more of it, and it's never gonna be the same. So like, they're gonna finish 19th Street. They're gonna finish it, and then like in a year or two, they're gonna start messing with it again. Oh, we need to make these improvements.
Have you seen the way it looks? I mean, I'm not trying to talk down on my city, but 19th Street's
it's all jacked up, it's all uneven.
It's all everything. Jacked up. Like it's
been jacked up for a minute.
Like for as long as they took, it should not have been like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying their job is easy. I don't know how hard their job is, but I'm sure there's other ways you can make it flat, straight all the way.
Another thing I don't like, and like again, like what he said, I'm not talking bad about my city. I love my city and I represent my city. I'm 806 to the day I die. But the deal is like also like Avenue Q, those little things that they made on the side, like the you know how they were working on Avenue Q for a minute?
19th and Avenue Q?
No, just on Avenue Q. Like,
oh, so yeah.
Walmart. On your far right lanes, they have these little, like, random concrete. And they only made it, like, a two-lane. Yeah, it's either a turn or it's a two-lane. And that shit right there just is stupid, bro.
I almost hit one going to Walmart.
Yeah, it's dumb. Like, all they did was just make it harder for people trying to get to where they got to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And no one even parks on the side of the street right there.
No, nobody.
They added a shitload of it all the way down.
Nobody, bro.
Unless they're planning on.
The only places that I see that park on the street are like one more down, like past 19th, like where the tattoo shops are and shit.
Yeah.
That's the only places. But like in like closer, like towards like the Walmart and shit like that, nobody parks on the side of the road, bro.
Hell no.
Yeah, nobody does.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I feel like the Super Loop will be done faster than 19th Street will.
Is that the one that's going to be on like 1585 and shit?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much, almost done on that side, at least.
Yeah.
I was over there the other day, bro, and I mean, it looks like I really haven't been over there in a while, but like just driving over there, I'm like, golly, man, it feels like it's just there forever. Like, when is it going to be done? Yeah. You know what I mean? When is this shit going to be done? When is 19th gonna be freaking done? Like, get it done already. Like, what's taking so long, really? 34th was the same way. You remember 34th was like that?
Yeah. For the longest, until they made it to that miracle on 34th mm-hmm. miracle or something like that. Miracle on 34th.
What the
hell? You ain't seen that water tower? It says miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, but that looks nice. So, yeah. I mean, for them to take that long, then, yeah, that looks nice. But for as long as they're taking for 19th Street, I mean, you already see the progress on the right side where Lubbock High is and all that side. Man, it just everywhere and it dips. Man, yeah, everywhere. Exactly. It's
the uneven lanes and shit.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
I heard that on 1585 they're gonna make 4 lanes on that
over
3 lanes.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure
it's supposed to be another big highway. That's what it said.
I've never seen a 4 lane. Dallas.
Yeah.
Houston.
You gotta know how to drive in Dallas. If not, close your eyes and pray for the best.
Yeah, that shit's easy.
I was always on a stop and go.
After
that's
a while,
what I
that
hated.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying like if your girl's like real anxious,
switch lanes.
Lay the seat back, close your eyes, go to sleep.
Yeah, just don't even cuz.
No, I'm just kidding.
For real, cuz
leave me alone and let me concentrate. Cause if you gonna be yagging in my ear, I'm gonna crash. I'm gonna be mad at you. And then you gonna say it's my fault.
It's 85 miles an hour on their highway.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
I think I read on the GPS, I think I'll be like 65 and everybody's going 80. That's how I felt.
Oh yeah.
But it's cool. And it's,
do you think that like people back in the day complained like the way we are right now?
Yeah.
About like the road? Like,
oh no.
Imagine like way back in the day, like like when Lovers was just first founded and people were just riding horses, you know what I mean? Oh, they're like, hey, we're gonna put, you know, paving on this road. And I don't want no damn paving on here, like my horses can't ride on this shit, you know what I mean? Like, do you think they said the same shit? You know what I mean?
His feet's gonna get hot,
big ass pothole and shit.
I don't know, I'm over here talking like Lubbock was like Western and shit. I don't know.
But what if they do the pavement? Oh, never mind.
What was he about to ask? Wait, hold on. What were you about to ask?
And then it's all brick road in downtown area. That shit, I think they should have just left the brick road because that shit drives smoother than this asphalt.
Nigga, you lying, bro. I know damn well you ain't driving the brick road because that damn shit.
Depends on what car you're driving. I got like
6
different cars.
So your tires counteract the fucking brake, bro. Hell no! Shit, every time I go in the damn downtown, that's exactly what I hear.
Yeah.
You gotta
turn
your music
the whole way.
And no wonder he thinks it's good. He got his music blasted and shit.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's funny.
I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. You think about it, like, if it was, you know, like, back in the day, they're like, hey, we're going to, you know, make paved roads for actual vehicles now, you know what I mean?
And then the people that have bought vehicles still have horses, like, yeah, man, like,
I ain't got no damn, I got a carriage, you know
they're
what I mean?
They're going to hit me on this.
Like, my damn wood wheels can't ride on that shit, you know what I mean?
And then they ride on it, oh, shit, this is
it kind of feels good, you know?
Well, at the time, they didn't have the right tools, so it's still probably rough.
Yeah.
The very first streets were probably still little.
Uh-huh.
So,
you think it was, I wonder what it was like, you know, like if the asphalt was like as good as it is now or if it was all like just rocks and shit, you know what I mean? Like riding on that shit, you're doing this, you know what I mean? Oh, this is good. I like, this is different, you know? And no more mud, you know, I'm not getting stuck more, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's funny.
It's crazy how like things change.
No central air and heat, it's all heat.
Shit, you know, my mom told me that my grandma, that grandma and grandpa, they used to have like outhouses. They didn't have restrooms.
I remember that.
You know what I mean? They had restrooms in the house. They had outhouses, so like they would have to go walk outside. Like they had these restrooms, they go walk outside to that little outhouse and use the fucking bathroom, and then they would have to walk their ass back inside to, you know, go back to sleep or whatever.
I remember
them stories.
I think I read that those times were more common for black widows to bite people in their asses.
Damn.
Because, you know, it's an outhouse, so you're not there constantly in it. Mm-hmm. And the spiders get in there and, you know, it's dark or whatever, you really need to take a shit. Going in there, sit down, not even looking, and gotcha.
Damn.
You know what that shit reminds me of? I was at location the other day, and they had the porta potties out there. And I had to go use the bathroom. I went to go in there and I opened up the damn toilet and shit. And there's just freaking flies, bro, like in the toilet. And I'm like, man, if I sit on this damn thing, fucking flies gonna be like swarming in my asshole and shit. You know what I mean? Like, dude, that shit sucks, bro. That shit sucks. Like, nah, that shit suck. Like, hell nah. Like,
buzzing around your asshole and shit.
Yeah, like, well, you're gonna start feeling something like, oh fuck, man. You know what I mean? Like,
what the fuck?
That shit sucks. People don't know, like us, people that work out in the fields, bro. Like, they don't, they act like everything's like gravy, like, oh, you ain't worked that hard or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, hell no, there's a lot of, you know, like, things we gotta do, like, we have to deal with. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes there ain't no damn porta potty out there, and people gotta go take a shit in the bush. Mm. You know what I mean? That shit sucks.
Yeah, dude.
That shit sucks.
I built a house one time, they didn't have no porta potty. I had to take a shit behind some bricks and shit.
That shit sucks, bro.
God damn.
Like, you know how degrading that is, bro? That shit's degrading,
how you did that? Don't lie.
Huh?
You took a shit outside?
Shit, I had to. Like, like if you gotta go, like, there ain't no restroom anywhere close. I'm out there in the middle of nowhere, bro.
Yeah.
Out there in the boondocks.
What?
But see, I'm, like, fancy with it, bro. Like, I got a bucket. I got a bucket that's in my, like, my big toolbox, and then I have a tarp. And so, like, if I gotta, like, really go, like, I've only had to do it one time. You put a tarp. And I open my toolboxes up, like, my big toolboxes on my truck, and I set my tarp up like a little tent. And then I put my little, my bucket down, and I put a whole bunch of paper down there. That way I don't ruin my bucket. You know what I mean? Yeah, what do you do? And I go to town, and then I dig a little hole, throw it in the hole, and I take off. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. And like I said, I've only had to do that one time. If there's a time where I can hold it until I get back into town, I'm holding that shit. Yeah. I'm holding it.
You ever done it?
What, shit outside? Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that has
shit outside? He does that shit outside? For fun. Nah. No, bullshit. I've never done that shit outside.
I don't think I have. Shit outside too? Now I'm finna
go. Yeah, he said he had to do it behind the brick.
Oh, yeah.
Now
yeah.
I'm finna go shit beside one of them dumpsters just to say I did it. Just say
he did it. Oh, right there. Go left out.
Oh, fucking toilet paper.
Shit for the dumpster. Confuse them.
Just kidding.
Fuck it.
But I'm saying, like, if you ain't got a book, you got, like, wide stance, make sure you
don't
get it on
your
shorts.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
This nigga gave you a tutorial.
That shit splatters.
Like, hey, the worst part is I imagine.
Yeah, you're yourself shitting outside. Dude.
I can see it. I can see it though, but for real.
And so then, you gotta take a piss before you take a shit.
Hell yeah. Well, like real shit, when I take a shit, I like to take my pants all the way off.
Yeah, like, you know? Fucking no stranded.
Yeah,
he wants to be naked. Just. Holy fucking naked, so, bro.
I think that's the worst part. Do it all the way and then take a shit and somebody come and now I'm trying to put my clothes back on before I can even wipe my ass when I can just wipe my ass and pick my shorts up, you know?
Hell yeah.
No.
But
he still got the stereo.
Hell yeah.
It's gross.
Alright, well, before we close out.
We're closing it?
Yeah, we're gonna play a game.
Oh.
That game.
Son of a.
You know I had it out for a reason.
I know I saw it. I was like, man, I hope he doesn't. I hope he don't.
What do we do?
You want to take my spot?
It's the same shit.
I got to ask a trivia question?
It's a shock.
You want to play or you want to, or you going to wait?
I'll try it.
Okay, all right. So four players. It's all of us. All
right.
Do your thing.
Nah, he was taking my spot. Look at it.
All right, so. How you gonna do it is.
Ooh, you like that? Look what I did right there. You like that?
Yeah, you caught it.
I'm a bad mother. Watch your mouth.
All right, so I'm gonna press that middle button, and then whenever that turns green, it turns green, you gotta hit this button.
Like a lot of times, or
no,
just
hold
time?
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So whoever's the last person gets shot. All
right. Are we going to be able to see?
No, it's not the last person. It's everybody that does that.
No, yeah, whoever doesn't, the last person
so just
ever gets shot.
No, like
the first person who gets it is.
That's it.
That's it, yeah. Oh, fuck. Ah! Motherfucker!
Did y'all get shocked?
Hell no.
I didn't get shocked.
I think either. You hit it at the same time then.
I didn't get shot either.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, I got shot. Fuck
yeah. Hell yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. This is Adrian with the Axecast. See you next time. I just want to blow up and act stupid. Diamonds on my chain just to show them how I blew it. I just want to leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this. I hate it. I just want to make it to the top. But until then, I guess I got to get my ass a job. I don't really want to have to do it. I don't really want to work outside. No, I don't. I don't really want to have to serve it. I don't really want to deal with any lines. I don't really want to have to prove it. I don't